Welcome back to Mindful Mom Podcast.
Is this our first episode of the year?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting. Happy 2023.
Yes. So today we're going to be talking about our 2023 goals and how we feel about resolutions and all that fun stuff.
I know, all the good wishes for the new year. Are you excited for 2023?
Yes, I am. I'm ready to see what changes I make and everything.
I think this is going to be a really good year.
Yeah.
And I normally don't have that feeling. I'm normally not like this happy person in the new year who's like, oh, this is going to be the best year ever. But I truly feel like this is going to be a good year.
Yeah, I feel like the past couple years have been in preparation of this year.
Yeah, I agree on that.
I feel like, I don't know, everybody goes through things, everybody handles things, but to be able to refocus and have something to work towards, it's always a good balance when you fail at something, you don't give up, you just keep going.
Yeah. Oh, not the toy. Agreeing. Talk about some keep going. I'm recording in my kids' room because they want to sleep in my bed. So I had to run away to here. Well, I guess before we get to talking about the new year, do you want to recap 2022?
Yeah.
All right. So I guess let's do favorite moments and then challenging moments. So what was your, one of your favorite moments and one of your most challenging?
Favorite moment is, I think when we took Tiana to Sesame Place for her birthday.
I still wish we could have came. I love Sesame Place.
And challenging moment? I don't know. It's been a struggle.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, if you can't think of one moment, what's been like one thing that I guess you've been working on all year, you feel like you didn't quite accomplish that you wanted to?
I feel like getting myself together, whether that be mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially, I just feel like I could have done better this year, and I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, I feel that. Not you with the Red Bull always.
Yeah.
And our favorite yellow. You know, I've seen something on TikTok that a lot of people don't like the yellow one.
I don't know why.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. I feel like before the yellow, it was watermelon. And then once, yes, I got the yellow, it was never watermelon again.
Okay. I'm trying to think of my favorite moment.
It's so hard.
I know. Well, no, okay. I think my favorite moment of this year was going to Disney World. It was, you know, not only the kids' first time, but I have never been. I never went to Disney World growing up. So that was like healing for my inner child.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to check that off the list and to know that like I actually did it. It's one thing to like talk about it, but then to like actually make that final payment and realize like we're actually going was a really good feeling.
Yeah.
Let's see. Least favorite thing. I think just how lonely I felt this year. I feel like I went through a lot of changes. Becoming a mom of two, like moving, becoming a single mom, all of those things. I feel like I felt very lonely this year and like I lost the community that I had up there in Maryland. And just like with my new job demands and stuff, I just feel lonely.
Yeah. And I don't know, I feel like it's easier when you're local and to do everything and be there.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah, like the loneliness has contributed to like a lot. Just being stressed, not having anybody to like go do anything with.
Yeah.
I've been bored. So just like, yeah, missing my people, my circle, and not having a circle out here.
Yeah.
I've had to be very defensive. I just feel like I can't let my guard down, you know?
Yeah, especially in a new environment and not knowing people's intentions.
Yeah. I let my guard down a little bit and I was extremely disappointed and taken advantage of, which really sucked.
Yeah.
So,
That's the
here we are
worst.
again.
Gotta start over.
I know. And it's hard to make friends.
Yeah, I'm
When
like,
you have kids and you work a full-time job.
yep. That's why I was like, oh, let's go out, let's go do this. I'm like, go out where? I like my coworkers have parties and they're like, oh, come to my party. I'm like, oh, we'll see. And I
Yeah,
do not
damn
attend.
it. I know, I'd be tired too. So, yeah, so there's that. And I hope 2023 brings me more people,
Yeah.
a closer community, whether that's us, moving back, up there, or just meeting new people.
I can't wait for you to decide.
I love how you slid that in there.
Like,
I
are
don't
you
know.
talking
Right
about?
now, I'm leaning towards moving back. But here's the thing. I can only move back if I can move into DC.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We will see what happens over the next 6 months. And if that happens, I don't know. It's on my vision board. I put it on my vision board to be able to move to DC.
Yeah. I need to do my vision board. I'm not finished. I've started.
Oh my gosh, you're so behind.
I know.
You need to work on it.
I know I
We need
need
to
to
visualize it.
finish. I have some stuff together. I just have to put it on the thing and do it. I will
Yeah.
post it when I finish it.
I want to see it. I worked on mine for like 3 weeks straight. It's a whole PowerPoint.
I remember you telling me, I was like, dang, I'm
Yeah, I
way
finally
behind.
finished it. I need to print it out too, like print out each slide so I can hang it up. But last year I did a digital vision board, but I just did, one page and I made it my screensaver on
Yeah.
my computer. But this year I needed to get very detailed because I have a lot of goals I'm trying to hit. So I had to go be very specific.
The manifestation.
So I know you haven't done it yet, but what goals are going to be on your vision board this year?
So goals business wise is to podcast every day. I mean, not every day, podcast regularly. So that's
Biggest
just
chef for
like,
every week.
right. grow our Instagram and bring back our merch.
Yeah.
And then personally is to save money, grow my personal Instagram and my TikTok, and have more than one stream of income and work on my credit.
Oh, that one's on my list too.
Yeah, that is definitely like, I just feel like when you don't know about it, you don't strive to make it good. And then when you find out about it, it's just like, okay, I'm way behind. Let me get on the ball. But yeah, definitely. Because I really want to buy a house. So I need to work on my credit to be able to do that.
See, I love how you know that's what you want. I don't foresee myself wanting to buy my house for a long time, which is crazy because I have two kids, and you think you would want to create stability for your kids, but I just cannot imagine settling down somewhere and buying a house.
Well, I feel like more so I want to do it because wherever I start is not going to be like my forever home.
Yeah.
So I know like this is going to be an investment property. So this is going to be able to start a residual income once I move out of it.
Yeah. Which I just so don't think of it that way. So I'm very proud of you for even having those goals in mind. Yeah. That's a really good thing to strive for.
Especially because, like, I seen somebody buy a house. They had their house for a year, and then they refinanced it, got the money from them refinancing it, and bought a new house. Then they started to rent out their old house, and then they have their new house. And with everything basically put together, the person that was renting their old house was basically paying mortgage for both.
See, that sounds so nice.
And so somebody I work with did an equity loan, and he had all this money, and he's like, you know, using it for personal but also using it to like remodel his house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, that's good. I feel like I would probably do it differently, especially with the amount that he got. I feel like I would take half and buy something and use it as a down payment, and then the other half could be to remodeling. But some people just don't want two mortgages. Some people don't, you know, really care to have real estate as an investment for them.
See, that's gonna be me. I don't know. To me, and maybe it's just right now, you know, of course that could change, but nothing sounds appealing about being a landlord. No thanks.
I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, I don't know if it's gonna be like within a year, but once I get on my feet and put myself in a better position, that's what I would look to. And some people, like when you use like a real estate company to do it, it kind of takes out all the hard work.
Yeah. So. Well, good. I know you'll get there, and I can't wait to come over for the housewarming party.
Yes. What are some of your goals for the new year?
Let me think. What are my top three? number one on the very tippity top of the list that I hope I can make happen in the first quarter of the year is getting a new car. Yeah. I love my car. She's held me down, but she's just getting old. She has over 200,000 miles now, and I need more space.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, you only have two kids. What do you need a minivan for? And it's just like, I have two kids with a lot of stuff, okay? And we like to pick up friends and family. We clearly are always doing road trips.
Right.
So I need a new car. Second goal is to, I want to double my income from this year, which I don't even know how exactly that would look like, but I need to double my income because what I'm making now is just not enough for the life I want to live.
Yeah.
So hopefully adding more streams of income. And one of my third goals is to travel more this year. I know this year I tried to take the girls to do or to 22 different experiences because it was 2022. So I think for 2023, we're going to try and go to 23 cities.
What are your thoughts on resolutions and the whole new year, new me?
Okay. I think it's very cliche, but I like to let people have their joy. So if that's something you believe in, is that the thing that gives you motivation, go for it. But I don't know. I feel like people are like, oh, it's a new year. My whole life is going to change. But they don't have a plan. They don't have like goals or like things that they're praying on.
Right.
So how do you expect your life to change? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I also believe that resolutions aren't exclusive to the new year. Like, you can have new goals for yourself on your birthday or when the seasons change or a new month.
Yeah.
I feel like new year resolutions put too much pressure on people to perform. And if they fail, they feel like, oh, well, I have to wait till next year.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, especially when you're making life changes, it's mm-hmm. not going to be all peaches and cream. Oh, yeah, new year, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And it's just like, if you weren't doing those things beforehand, it's going to be hard to just snap of a finger and it happen.
Right. And I think that's what a lot of people think, like, I'm just going to wake up tomorrow and be a new person. No, you're not. You're going to be the same person you were yesterday. But you can start, you know, making those small changes so you can become that person. But it definitely doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah. I feel like certain people, it's an scapegoat when they don't really change.
Yeah.
Agreed. I was just like, whatever. And then what are some reasons you think people don't stick to their resolutions?
Well, I guess kind of the same thing before. People don't have a plan. They just say, oh, I'm going to lose 30 pounds this year. Okay, how are you going to get there? You know what I mean? Right. Like, you got to commit yourself to the actual baby steps in order to get to the destination.
Right.
So I think that's why people, like, they wake up thinking that they're going to be a new person. And it's just like, no, you have to just work towards being that person.
And I feel like when it comes down to it, some people write these goals, make these goals, and they don't put the work behind it.
Mm-hmm. They just expect it to happen.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, I wrote it down, or oh, I put this out there and it's just gonna happen for me. Well, if you're not putting the work out there, like you put that goal out there, then no, it's not gonna work for you.
Exactly. And I'm a firm believer that you can have anything that you want in this life, and I feel like if you can dream it, you can have it. I've believed in that since I was a kid. But you have to work for it. Like, it just doesn't fall in your lap.
Right.
You know, you can't just pray on it one time and expect it to happen. You still gotta show up and do the work.
And it's just like, I feel like people give up so easily.
Yeah. They feel like, oh, I missed this mark, so I'm just not going to do it. Or I missed one day in the gym, so I'm just going to stop going. And that's a testament to myself, because I've done that many times.
Right.
Where I'm just like, oh, well, I missed this, or I didn't do this day, so I'm just not going to do it no more. Yeah. It's just like, no, you can literally start over and try again whenever you want to.
Yeah, that's how it is for me. Like, if I'm at on Thursday and Friday, and I'm like, ooh, let me go to the gym these 2 days. I'm like, well, I missed the whole first half of the week, so what does it change missing these 2 days? It's just like, whatever, you know. I don't know. I feel like everybody can accomplish what they want to accomplish. They just have to put the effort in And if you're not going to put the effort in, then you're not going to accomplish what you want to accomplish.
Exactly.
Mom goals that I have for this year. I feel like I'm there enough, but I don't feel like I'm there enough. So being more attentive, doing more activities. I feel like I don't do the cold, so as long as it's cold, we're not going to really be doing anything. I can't. The cold is not for me. But you're like, funny. Once it gets warmer outside, like, I want to start doing stuff and definitely try. Because, you know, we got a couple months before it starts getting warm again. So,
yeah,
you know, get money together so that when it does get warm, I'll be able to do stuff like take her places and, you know, do all the fun stuff.
Yes, we're gonna have a fun filled summer. I have very similar goals, especially about the being present piece. You know, the kids go to daycare where I work at, and so I'm around them all the time. But lately, I've really feeling like I haven't been present. Like, I don't really spend quality time with my kids. Right. I'm just around my kids. Yeah. So, definitely spending more quality time playing with them. Especially Aviana. Because she's really craving that lately. And, yeah, traveling more. I want Avi to finish out the dance season. And get into a spring sport. Maybe learn how to officially swim this summer.
Yeah, I really need to do that.
Yeah. She actually really surprised me tonight. You know, she tried out karate. We went to like 2 practices. And she cried the entire time. She hated it. But she came to me tonight. She was like, Mom, I want to try karate again. So maybe we'll try karate.
Yeah. So, my child's father wants her to do karate.
Are you for it, against it?
I feel like I would allow it. I wouldn't say I'm not, like, I'm against it. I feel like my mom always kept us in activities, so I try to, you know, keep her in activities. So, trying whatever.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like I was the opposite. I never got to do that many after school activities, and so now I feel like I'm trying to overcompensate by putting Avi in anything and everything.
Oh yeah, no, I went from some days it was gymnastics to cheer, then back to the gymnastics studio to do tap and hip-hop dance, or it was cheer, gymnastics, hip-hop dance. Yeah, I was running around, like,
all over the place, I see.
Yeah, and then, so, I did t-ball when I was younger, cheer, gymnastics, ballet, soccer. Hip hop dance. What else did I do? I feel like I was all over the place. It was like always an activity that we were running to. And then, like, when my little brother, he started football and soccer. So it was just like my mom was everywhere running around with us.
How exhausting.
Heck yeah.
I see, I would love to live that life, but I can only do that if I don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I cannot imagine going to work all day, getting off, and then taking my kids to 18 million things.
Yeah, I don't know how my mom did it. Like, I know she had a full-time job, but I think she was off on the weekend, so it's like, you know.
Yeah.
the what's it called, Little League stuff is usually on Saturdays. You just got to figure out practices. And I feel like at one point in time, my cousins were my cheer coach, my mom was my cheer coach, so it was like, it was kind of easy to get picked up and dropped off when you have like the whole family involved
already there. See, that's why that community is so important and why I crave that. North Carolina has, when I talk about moving, everybody's just like, oh, you didn't like North Carolina. I loved it. It's great. North Carolina's treated us so well. But I don't have anybody out here.
Yeah.
I don't have no one to pick my kids up from, you know, school early if I have to stay at work late.
Yeah.
I don't have, you know, nobody to meet up with on the weekends. It sucks.
Yeah. That is something that you could want and don't have it. Yeah, no. My mom went into labor with my brother, and I had a cheer competition the same day.
Oh.
I swear I was going to miss my cheer competition. But she had somebody pick me up, take me to the cheer competition. I did my competition, and then they dropped me off at the hospital, and I met my brother.
Aww.
So, it's definitely important to have, like, the village, as people say.
Yeah, you need your village for sure. Something I've learned, it's possible to do it on your own, but it's not best to do it on your own.
Right. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I try to do as much as I can by myself.
Yeah.
And part of the reason I feel like I do that is because I am a young parent and I feel like everybody's watching me to mess up.
That pressure to perform.
Yeah.
That's something I'm learning how to let go. And I've really been trying to put into practice lately. You know, we have so many people who doubted you or who are doubting you. Or just like the stereotypes. I feel like young moms always feel like they have to show that they could do it all, but you can't. And it should be accepted to ask for help. Yeah. But it's not. You get looked down on for asking for help.
Yep. And it's just like, oh, see, told you you were going to struggle. I told you you couldn't do it.
It's just like, I don't care how old you are. Every mom, every parent struggles.
Yeah. I just feel like at some point people just, you know, think, oh, well, if this person can do it, then I can. And it's just like, yeah, but look at the times that we're in now. Right now,
please.
I would not have a kid.
No.
It's
10 out of 10 don't recommend.
Yeah, no. If you are, I mean, well, if you're pregnant right now, then go ahead and do that. But
not to scare you.
Right, but if you're not and you have the choice to be pregnant or not right now.
Right now, it's really not that great of a time.
It's not worth the
hype. But I guess no time is a good time.
Yeah,
ever.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like everything that's going on in the world, like inflation, interest rates going up.
Yeah, it's bad.
Road versus Wade being overturned. It's just
too much.
Yes, exactly.
It's too much.
And it's just like, why bring a child into this right now? This is craziness. And it's just like, I feel like this past year, there was a shooting at the school in Texas.
Yeah.
So then you fear putting your kid in any environment.
That's like one of the only things me and my kid's dad agree on and like really want is for me to be able to homeschool. I am literally terrified to send my kids to school.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not. You're kidding me. I'm not taking my kids to school anymore. Like, I just want to keep them home and homeschool them and just travel, because that sounds a whole lot safer than sending them to public school these days.
Yeah, Because you never know what's going to happen. And it's just like, even like, I'm in the Facebook group for the area. And even seeing like parents commenting like, oh, this is going on at the school today. Or, oh, what's going on at this school? I drove by and seen cops everywhere. It's just like, what the heck is going on with these kids?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's just like any, like in our area, you know, cross our fingers, knock on wood, nothing involving shooting has happened. But that doesn't change the fact that there's cops at the school. It doesn't change the fact that kids are fighting. It doesn't change the fact that these kids do crazy scary stuff. Yeah.
They do. And coming from someone who works in education, I feel two ways about that because I see how disserviced some of those children are, how abused and traumatized they are, and that's why they do the things that they do. But, you know, there's two sides to every coin. On the other side, these are my children that I, you know, swore to protect and to love. And I'm not sending them up to that school with y'all.
Yeah, I no. Mm-mm. And it's just like, now that Tiana will be able to go to preschool this year, it's just like, okay, what school do I send her to?
Yeah, it's just a lot to think about.
And luckily, she can go to like a pre-K program at like a center so that I don't have to put her in public school pre-K program. Oh,
yeah.
Because then I run into like right now I'm not moved to where I want to be. So then it's just like, whose address will I use? What school district will she go to? And all of that, because I'm just like, I'm not going to send her to school down here, and then I'm not sending her to just any school up there.
Yeah, that's also why I think about moving back up there, because, you know, I worked in D.C. public schools, so I have a good feel for the schools up there. And I really want Avi to go to school out there. She's getting ready to go to pre-K next year, too. And then pretty soon kindergarten. So,
yeah.
So, like, that's important. Like, thinking about school districts and stuff.
Yeah. Like, I like Berry Elementary's pre-K program. I went there when I was younger. Not a fan of Wade. Not a fan of it. And then they have that new school. Because, like, trying to think of, okay, whose address can I use if I'm not moved to the school district I want to be in? Like, I have her dad's address, which I don't even know what school district that is.
I don't either, now that I think about it. Well, I don't know elementary school.
Yeah, I feel like my luck, it would be Hanson or something. Heck no. But like her grandfather is right by that new elementary school they just built.
Billingsley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just different, like, areas. I know, like, one person that I could probably use is Wade, and I'm like, heck no. But, yeah, no. If I don't get her, because I feel like pre-K program is kind of open because you have to apply for it.
Yeah, you do.
I feel like if I don't get her into the school I want to, then I'm just going to put her in a center to do pre-K. And apparently they're using one of the old buildings for pre-K. I forget where it's at, But I guess they're going to use that for the pre-K program to open up more spots for pre-K programs in the school districts.
That's good, because they definitely don't have enough spaces or enough, buildings and spots open.
Yeah, which is crazy, because, they just keep overpopulating this area. That's why, one, and two, people keep having kids. So, I just feel like when I was in pre-K, of course, I didn't have to worry about none of it, but I just feel like it was easy, okay, you're going to pre-K, let's get all this stuff, let's get you ready. Tiana asks me about, the school bus and why the kids are outside when I drop her off to daycare.
So cute.
And I asked the other day when I was dropping her off, and she's like, "Mommy, it's a school bus." I said, "Yeah." And then she's like, "Where are they going?" I said, "They're going to school."
Cool.
And I said, "You want to go to school?" She said, "No."
Oh.
I was like, "You don't want to go to school?"
Well, thanks for letting us know.
Right. I'm like, okay.
She's so freaking cute.
She's a mess. I'm like, girl.
Alicia knows what she wants. She said, "Nope, you're not finna trick me."
Right. You ain't about to start my son. She's too smart for her own good, though. You know those little water towers that be in, different areas of Waldorf? This girl, so there's one right by Wade, so we drive past it every day. And she'll point to it and be like, "Mommy, it's water in there." And I'm like, how do you know it's water in there?
She's just so smart.
And she's like, "Mommy, it's gonna fall and it's gonna get water in everybody's car." And I'm just like, yeah, well, hopefully that doesn't happen. And I'm just like, then I think, what movie could she have watched that, shows what that thing is? And I'm like, nothing that she watches, shows that.
I think about that all the time. There's so many times where I'm like, where could she have learned that from? Lately, it's getting a little scary because they've been finding about some suspect stuff. And it just goes to show, you could truly never watch your kids 110% of the time.
Yeah.
You can't. You just cannot. Mm-mm. And so it sucks, because as they get older, they get exposed to stuff, that you have no control over. And it's hard to address those things.
Definitely. I feel like, at times, I feel like Tiana was here in, the past life, where, she was watching over, because right before my aunt passed, we went to my aunt's house, and she was like, when we got there, we got her out the car, she's like, "Mommy, the Easter eggs, we're gonna find the Easter eggs." And usually it is at my aunt's house, but it's been years since we had Easter at that aunt's house. So it's just like, how do you know that?
Right. And what even prompted you to say that?
Right. It was just so, it kind of, freaked us out. Because we were all like, what the heck? How do you know? And I think when they did, the timeline, I think it was, 6 years since we have done it at her house.
That's so crazy.
And I'm like, well, Tiana definitely didn't come over here.
We're gonna definitely have to do an episode on that, not supernatural, but supernatural or spiritual experiences with your kids.
Yeah.
Because that shit is fucking crazy, and you'll never believe it till it happens to you or your kid says something crazy.
Yeah, and it's just hold on, wait, how do you know that?
Right.
And it's just you never know. Your kid can catch you off guard, and you could be somewhere she has never been before, or, he or she has never been before, but it takes them going to that place for the first time and them to say something that catches you so off guard. It's just hold on, wait, pause.
Right.
What is going on here? crazy. So Tiana wants to go to a water park.
I already told y'all, go ahead, go down here and go to Great Lodge.
And I'm just like, girl, it's cold outside. Like, today when I picked her up, she's like, Mommy, you're going to go to the water slide? And I'm like, it's cold outside.
Like, girl, it's way too cold.
Sorry. So, I've been trying to figure out where we're going to go. I can't wait for the Great Wolf Lodge to open in Maryland.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that's an option. I'm trying to figure out wherever we go to take her on this little mini vacay wouldn't be somewhere. I need like a In-N-Out water park to take her to now and then somewhere to take her for her birthday.
I can't believe she's about to be four.
I know, me either. I could cry.
We're not even going to think about it too much.
Especially because, like, the plans that were in place when she turned four, or, like, to do before she turned four, is just not where it's at anymore.
Well, you have a pandemic to thank for that. Don't put that on yourself.
Well, not even that. I just felt like, we said we would give her a sibling at four. And I told him not too long ago, I was like, yeah, no.
That could still come true. Heck, you got some time.
No. I told him it's getting moved to five.
No.
I need my summer.
Okay, but don't do more than five. Coming from someone who has siblings who are 5 and 7 years younger than them. Me and my brother have definitely gotten closer as the years go on. And we've always been kind of close. But me and my sister, 7 years apart, no.
Yeah. I don't want them too far apart.
I'm just now starting to feel like her sister and not another mom.
Yeah, I definitely don't want that. But, yeah. Right now it's not the good time, so it's pumping the brakes. Especially because we don't even know where we're at half the time. It's like a never-ending cycle. I just like going with the flow. No, but me and him are on a cycle of who knows what.
He already know how I feel.
Yeah, so I can't add a baby to the mix right now. I think because my friend is pregnant and Tiana's around her every day, she's like, hold on, wait, I want a sibling too.
Sibling, yeah. When they start thinking about it. That's honestly one of the hardest parts about being a I don't want to say the hardest, but especially if you like had a dream of being a family or whatever, that's the part that really, really is devastating when you become a single parent. Yeah. It's just like, dang. All that goes out the window.
Right. And it's just like, am I going to give them a sibling anytime soon?
Right. You just like don't know.
All right, guys. So that was our first episode of the year. Thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you guys next week.